We are up to Simin Tov Kuf Pei Aleph in Ilchas Rosh Hashanah. We're going to do Sif Beis today. Yesterday we did Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, we were primarily discussing the halachas of Slichas, where the minig of the Sfardim is to begin Slichas on Rosh Chodesh El and go through the entire month through Yom Kippur. Minig of Ashkenazim is to begin the Sunday, the first day of the week before Rosh Hashanah, unless Rosh Hashanah falls on Monday or Tuesday. We went through lots of the halachas of Slichas, of who should be the Shliach Tzibur for Slichas, the halachas of wearing of the talis for Slichas. The Mishtabur even mentioned what to do if you are a Yachid, if you do not have a minion, where you are not supposed to say the Shlosh Esrei Midas, but you could say everything else, and also not anything that is in Aramaic. A few other details of Slichas that should be added in. First of all Slichas begin with Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. You'll find that in your Slichas. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you only say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu if the Slicha itself doesn't begin with Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Should the Slicha begin with any of the names of Hashem? So you're already addressing him. You don't have to say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Or the Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu is explaining who it is that I'm speaking to. If the Slicha begins with one of Hashem's names, then you don't have to say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu before, and you shouldn't. A second thing with regard to Slichas, where you don't have a minion. Say you come to shul, the time for Slichas was posted, you want to keep to your times, which is a very good idea, but you don't have a minion yet. The problem is that you start with Ashrei, which is followed by a Kaddish. How do you say Kaddish when you don't have a minion? So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't say Kaddish, but whenever a minion does turn up, when you do get a minion, say three psukim of Ashrei, and at that point you can say Kaddish. Even in the middle of Slichas, you'll be able to say Kaddish. Furthermore, what if you began the Slichas with a minion? And then for some reason, people walked out, they left, they couldn't remain, and at the end of Slichas, you don't have a minion. Mr. Burr brings that you can say Kaddish, the Kaddish of Tiskabel, at the end of Slichas, although you don't no longer have a minion. This is a halacha that we'll find elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch, when there was a tzibur there at a time that something was said that is machayev a kaddish. Say, for example, you had a davening, you had a shmon esrei, then you are allowed to say the kaddish afterwards, even though you'd no longer have a minyan. So that would apply to slichas as well. Now we're up to Sif Beis in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch is discussing the halachas of Erev Rosh Hashanah itself. And he says, Noagim Lisanos Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a minig of fasting Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a minig on Erev Rosh Hashanah to fast. The Ramah adds a little bit later, he says that the minag is not to fast an entire day. So the minag really is to fast till mincha. One daven's mincha says anenu, and then can eat afterwards. The Ramah does add that there are those who fast for all 10 days. All 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and as previously mentioned, that would also include a few days before Rosh Hashanah in order to make up for the days that you couldn't fast, say Shabbos or the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah themselves. So that there are those who are medaktik to fast on for 10 days, working backwards from Yom Kippur, any day that they can fast, including a few days before Rosh Hashanah. There's also a minhag of fasting the first day of Slichas. And it says everybody has that custom of fasting. Well, today some do and some don't. There's a custom of fasting the first day of Slichas. What it says is that for someone who's not well, they do not have to fast, even though they fast every year. The Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions as to whether or not they need Hataras Nedarim. Meaning, do we say that it was understood that the minhag of fasting was only if you're up to it? But if you're not up to it, you don't have to fast. Or do we say that you really had a neder of fasting because that's what you did every year? And if you don't want to fast because you're not well, you'll need Hataras Nedarim. The Magen Avraham says you do not. The Shach in Yoredeya says that you do. The Mishnah Berurah says that ideally you should get Hataras Nedarim. But if there's no one around to do Hataras Nedarim for you, can't get three people to do it for you, then someone who's not well can rely on the Magen Avraham. That the custom did not cover the case of someone who was not well. If there's a bris, say on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the halacha is that all those invited, as well as the people who are the balei bris, which is obviously the father, the couple that brings the tinok in, the sandik, the moel, all of these people would not have to fast. All these people would not have to fast, even though the custom is to fast, they would not have to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now the Mishtabura mentions that even if on Erev Rosh Hashanah, say the entire Tzibur is fasting, we would not take out a Sefer Torah and read Vaichal. This is not a Tainas Tzibur. It is accustomed to fast. Also, the Shliach Tzibur does not say Aneinu in Chazaras Hashatz, although individuals at Mincha do say Aneinu. The Shliach Tzibur would not. Similarly, in Mincha, he would not say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu in place of Birkas Kohanim, whereas on a fast day in Mincha, one does say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. In Eretz Yisrael, where they actually have Birkas Kohanim all the time, they would have Birkas Kohanim at Mincha. Here you wouldn't. In other words, this is not a Tainas Tzibur, although it is a universal custom. Even though it is a Minhag Yisrael, it is still not considered a Tainas Tzibur, and therefore there's no reading of Eichal and no public saying of Aneinu or Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu Barchenu. The halacha also is that the minhag was to eat before Slichas on Erev Rosh Hashanah, when it's still in the middle of the night. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that because of that, one does not have to say before going to sleep the night before Erev Rosh Hashanah that when he wakes up, he still reserves the right to eat. The halacha is, on any fast day, you can eat at night. If you get up before daybreak, really you're allowed to eat because it's not day yet. However, it says that if you did not make a tenai, if you do not explicitly stipulate that you plan on eating in the morning, then when you went to sleep, it's as if to say, I ended my eating, because I know when I'm going to get up, I will not be eating. I know it'll be the tainus. If you happen to get up early, well, sorry, you made a neder. You assumed you weren't going to eat anymore. Not so with Erev Rosh Hashanah, where the minhag is dafka to eat before you go to shul on Erev Rosh Hashanah, before you go to slichas, if it is not day yet, if it is still night. There you do not have to make a tanai the night before. The reason for eating is because apparently there were many nations that had this custom that they would fast just before their festivals because they wanted to leave a lot of room. They would eat a lot on their festivals. We don't want to do a thing like that. We want to show that we're fasting for tshuva. So in order to do that, we eat a little bit before we go to shul for slichas. Once again, only if you're going to shul before Alos HaShach or before daybreak. Once the day has come, one does not eat if you're following that minhag of not fasting. Excuse me, if you're following the minhag of fasting on Erev Rosh Hashanah.